This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what are we looking at with trading in the grains?
Good morning. We have a relatively light news day, but we were under pressure in the grain markets. We had corn market down about 2 cents, beans down eight and three quarter cents on the Jan, down 8 cents on the Nov 25. We'd also seen a little bit of pressure down 1 to 2 pretty much across the Chicago market. Kansas City, July wheat, a little bit more pressure down a nickel. We did get a flash sale this morning, Mark, 202,000 metric tons of beans delivery to China for the 24-25 marketing year, and another 226,200 metric tons of beans to an unknown buyer for the same year. That might provide a little bit of support here when the market reopens.
Jim, what are we looking at right now in terms of how affordable U.S. commodities are right now in the world marketplace? Are we in a good spot right now in the timeline of the season, or is this a more difficult time?
Well, right now, I think we're in an okay spot, but I mean, the problem is, especially on the beans, we are getting to the point where we lose our competitiveness. I mean, remember, it's hard to believe we're only 1 week out from Thanksgiving, pretty much. As we get into the latter part of November, December, we just, you know, the rivers start shutting down and we start losing that export market and it goes into Brazil. So you're going to start seeing us transition away from the flash sales and the pushing of beans out of the United States. And then as we get into the new calendar year, you'll see more, of demand and shipping of corn out of the U.S. So then we'll see. I mean, but, you know, usually what happens, Mark, is we get into this time of year, into the 2025 year, we lose our competitiveness on the bean market. I fully expect that to happen this year. Brazil's got this monster crop on the way that is going to overwhelm the world with supply. On top of it, the U.S. dollar continues to rally.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash back dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
December corn down 2 1/4 at 425 even. January soybeans down 12 even at 986.5. December soybean meal down 80 cents at 287.80. December soybean oil down 96 cents at 43.88. On the Merc, December live cattle down 32 cents at 186.25. January feeder cattle down 17 cents at 251.82. December lean hogs down 25 cents at 79.30. Class 3 milk down 2 pennies at $18.94. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.